Hi, it's Laura Hall, and I am sitting here today having a nice little chit-chat with my girlfriends. I am here with Carol Delasky, Coach Carol, and Kelly Rouse Brown, Coach Kelly. We are all the founding coaches of Holistic Woman Retreats, and on some level today, we're marrying Holistic Woman Retreats to Lost and Found, because we're going to be kind of talking about both of them. For those of you that aren't aware, Lost and Found is a book that Carol wrote. And we have been really celebrating this past week because it's been 4 years since the book launch, where we all got together and just really were able to lift you up and
celebrate.
Yeah, all the accomplishments, because we know it was a labor of love.
It was.
And so congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that it would be really helpful for the people listening if you, some of us have read it, I'm sure some haven't, so to just give us a little recap of what Lost and Found is about.
Sure, I'm happy to. So the full title with subtitle, it's Lost and Found, Discovering Strength in Love and Faith. And I wrote the book because, well, really it was a calling, it was a nudge on my heart that God placed there to share my story after I returned from a very transformative trip to Germany with my mother. I was there, and I won't go into all the details, but suffice it to say that enough things happened, powerful things happened on that trip, that when I returned, that nudge to write my story just couldn't be denied. And so the book itself is a story of my lostness, you know, when I got off track, and what I found, what techniques, strategies, approaches helped me to find my way forward from that lost place. And the more I talk with audiences about the book and about this concept of lost and found, I realize just how common it is for people to experience either loss of things that are precious to them, or to experience being lost, getting off track. And so in the book, I put coaching questions at the end of each chapter. Even though I'm telling my story, I'm asking and inviting the readers to contemplate what it means to them, you know, where they have gotten off track and what has helped them to get back on track. And by sharing these stories, like we do with Holistic Woman Retreats, there's this communal wisdom, this communal knowledge, common knowledge of how we put ourselves back on track once we're lost. And so in the midst of this book, there's a love story, and I was, when I went on the trip, I was about 50 years old. I had been single, divorced, single mom for maybe 8 years at that point. And I had convinced myself that there was no more love for me, that it wasn't possible. I had tried online dating, and I had, remember when I went to that matchmaker, Laura? It was so expensive, and I was balking that who would spend $20,000 to have a series of dates to find the man of their dreams? And then you said, what did you say?
I said, sitting here from a place of being happily married for, I don't know, at that point it was probably 24 years or something, I said I would absolutely pay that amount of money. Like, I don't think you can put a price on true love and finding that person you're supposed to be with.
Yeah, you blew me away. And I hardly knew you at that time. I didn't know you well. And
right.
I was like, who is this woman who would... think so differently about
who
this.
Would pay $20,000 for her husband.
And I get it now. I get it. And as I look back, I think, oh, I really was in a place of scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming from a place of fear and loneliness and uncertainty about my future, about my whatever plan at that point. I was very into planning everything for myself. And so one of the strategies actually that came out of this experience for me is to give up the plan, because God has surprised me with so much that I actually couldn't have even imagined or dreamed of.
So you've got a big thing that's being planned right around the corner here.
Yeah.
Why don't you, you know, 4 years, a lot can happen. So I know that the people that read your book are probably kind of curious and haven't necessarily followed with you along the way of where you are now. So what has happened since finishing Lost and Found?
So like in anybody's life, there have been ups and downs. It hasn't been smooth sailing. However, Greg and I have continued to be open-minded and curious to see what love has in store for us, what God has in store for us. And so we have fallen deeper and deeper in love. And we, a year ago, he proposed to me, and we are
exciting.
We're planning our wedding. We will be married in less than 4 weeks. So it's a very thrilling time, and it's also a, like, there's an energy to this time right now where it's, things are coming together that have been set in motion over the last 8 years, and I wanted to share that with you and with our listeners, that this is a time of hope and joy, deeply meaningful time.
And you began with matchmaker, chapter one. And what chapter is Greg?
Greg is chapter 22.
He's 22. He has his own 22 chapter.
22 out of 24, so he's pretty close to the end there.
I remember at your book launch how funny Greg was. Don't forget to read chapter 22. So what are a few things that come to mind? Certainly, you mentioned there's been ups and downs, just as with anything in life. What are some of those maybe lessons or things that you've learned along the way on this journey?
Yeah, three things come to mind, Kelly, as I think about, you know, what have I learned in hindsight, because that's how so many of us really get perspective on things. But it is in hindsight that I can see all those steps that I built created a foundation that is very solid now. Mm-hmm. And I believe the first step was to develop myself. You know, when I came out of my divorce 15 years ago, I didn't know myself. I was really lost. And I was determined to make a way. I had two young sons, and I was determined to take care of them. But one of the things that I knew I needed to do was to know myself better and to love myself better than I had. And so I had a lot of years where I was single and taking care of my family and being both mom and dad to my sons and running my household, starting my business, developing a lot of independence, really. And so being me, which is what we work at so much with Holistic Woman Retreats, is you be you. Right? There's nobody else like you. And so if I were to share my lessons learned with other women or men who are looking for love, that they first focus on loving themselves, knowing, accepting, and loving themselves. And that's a really broad statement. I mean, there's a million ways to do that, but this is a important lesson in my first marriage. I looked for the definition of me in my spouse and in that relationship, as opposed to coming to this relationship now with a very firm sense of who I am and what I bring and what I have to offer as an independent woman, now ready to be interdependent.
So that's definitely important. That's number one. And so you have a few other
ideas? I think the other two are, the second one would be to be open to the unexpected. I was not expecting to run into somebody that I knew from Frederick, Maryland, in a tiny village in Bavaria.
Unbelievable.
In a crowd of 5,000 people. I was not expecting that.
That was a surprise.
It was a surprise. It was. And it wasn't till I was home and it was other people that nudged me to say, don't you think that was
a sign
or there was something to that? Don't you think you should do something about that? That prompted me then to email Greg and say, why don't we get together and talk about what we experienced on our trips in Germany, separate trips. And so being open to the unexpected, that, and even when Greg and I started dating, he had been recently widowed. He was very much grieving the loss of his lovely wife, and neither one of us were anticipating falling in love. That was simply, we were just being friends and being mm-hmm. together and creating a space together where we could hang out and get to know one another. And love found us in the midst of all that after, you know, 5 or 6 months of hanging out together. Love started to blossom. So I think we can have preconceived ideas, I know I did, about what that person needs to look like or act like or sound like or do for a living, or that certain education or whatever it is, you know. And online dating kind of set me up for that. You know, uh-huh. fill out the profile of your ideal man. Well, once you've done that, then you're looking for the ideal. And quite frankly, there is nobody ideal. That we're all imperfect beings. And so part of it, I think, is to be curious about what another person brings into your life. And so being open and being curious is my second tip. And the third one is to be brave. To be brave, to try new things, to go to new places, like on trips or to new activities that maybe you haven't been to before, and to talk to people and kind of combine being brave with being open. They probably go together. But I think that I couldn't have dreamed of this story unfolding the way it did. And that's why I bring God into it, because it's just more than I could ever have imagined for myself. So be you, be open, be brave. Those are my tips.
Be you, be open, be brave.
It sounds like, you know, if you could travel back in time and whisper into your ear when you were at that moment of and period of time where you just felt so lost, right? Those would be such good gems to try to hold on to. Like, I know you're not alone in this situation, and that there's going to be people listening that are going to resonate with that feeling of, I'm not sure that this is going to happen for me. And what's my life going to look like if I do end up alone without a significant other to share it with? So I love that you're, because I do believe in this kind of collective wisdom that we learn from one another. So I love that you have some really clear, specific, compassionate whispers. Mm-hmm. That hopefully somebody can, that maybe where you were 10 years ago, can listen to this and walk away thinking, okay, so what does it look like for me to be more open? Maybe where am I being closed in this situation? What was the second one? Be open,
be you, be open, be brave, right? Yeah.
Feels like such good questions for people to sit with that are in that moment of time of feeling lost or mm-hmm. feeling some sort of resonance with the story that you're speaking, to go to curiosity of how they could maybe incorporate them into their journey and what's going on for them.
So to be more you and be more authentic in the process, what was a little bit about your journey of really being true to yourself? Because if this doesn't work out, I better really like myself, right? Mm-hmm. On this journey. So what were some things that you did to really find yourself?
So I love to read self-development, self-help books. That's a source of interest for me, personal development, is putting on the retreats that we've done through Holistic Women Retreats was part of my development. But even prior to that was yoga, and yoga was big. It was huge for me, really, to be grounded in my body and my breath. I did meditation for a while. I've been pursuing a growing understanding of my faith, what it means to love God and know God, and or what that means even to me, how I define that on a very personal level. All of that helped to define who I am. And much of that happened, it was really the catalyst was my divorce. It wouldn't have happened if I hadn't gotten divorced. So now I can look back and I can be grateful for that traumatic event in my life and say, I'm the person I am today because I grew after, because of the growth that I pursued afterwards. So I do want to encourage other people who are struggling in whatever lost place they are. It doesn't necessarily even have to be love. Mm-hmm. These tips could be for if you've gotten lost with your career and you're not in a job or line of work that you like, or if you've gotten lost in even your own physical well-being, how taking care of your health and your wellness. And of course then relationships, whether that's love relationships or friendships. I think that being knowing and loving and accepting ourselves is core. It's core to self-awareness and consciousness. And then with that, we can make choices and decisions that are healthy for us, that bring us to a place of more fulfillment, more happiness, whether we're with a person, another person or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just heard a saying recently that what you go through grows you, or something like that.
I like that.
And I feel like that's what you're speaking to. And I love that you expanded it, not just about love, feeling lost in love or in relationship, but in all these other aspects of our lives, because I do think that is so true. It's not the details, it's the globalness of this experience that I think people really resonate with.
Yeah. And really with that self-awareness, it's knowing, oh, I am off track. Uh-huh. I don't feel good about whatever it is, fill in the blank. And then begin the questions, the curiosity, the openness, the bravery around, you know, what does it look like? How can I make this different than it is right now? And of course, we as coaches, we love questions that prompt that inner thinking. And also the coaching conversations like we have, that where other people ask the questions that really open up the new ways of looking at things and encouraging us to try new things and holding us accountable when we have tried them, to say, what did you learn from that?
So I'm curious. This feels a little risky to ask this, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be brave.
Okay.
Is there going to be a sequel to Lost and Found?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's being written. I mean, the experience is being written right now.
Uh-huh.
So there is a lot. I can tell you that I'm in a place of great abundance right now. And joy is coming from that feeling of abundance and really feeling very, like the energy is just swirling and feeling very grounded through both Greg and I, because we're where we want to be. As we create our wedding ceremony and as we plan our wedding party afterwards, it's very meaningful, so much more meaningful than when I was a young bride in my 20s planning the wedding. To plan a wedding in midlife, it's complicated. Having a relationship in midlife is complicated, because everybody's coming with their history, both experiential as well as property and stuff and families and blending. So there's a lot to having a marriage in the middle of, starting a marriage in the middle of your life.
I love that you brought joy, because I know that was your one word from last year, that you said it, that you're feeling all this joy, and it's just, that warms my heart to see that you're there. Yeah. I remember when the word joy chose you, there was some resistance to it. I love that you're experiencing joy right now.
Thank you. I'm practicing it. I do get a little nervous that foreboding joy mm-hmm. comes around. That's a Brené Brown concept. And I do feel it. It's the fear that the joy will go away. Uh-huh. And I have been struggling with that actually this entire year. I have a brother-in-law who's very ill. Bravely fighting cancer. And I have family members that recently were thinking about moving out of the area. And so there's been, even amongst this time of abundant happiness, there have been these brushes with loss mm-hmm. and this anticipation of loss. Mm-hmm. And what I'm learning right now, what's my most prevalent lesson at the moment is how to hold them both at the same time. Mm-hmm. How to hold joy as if it were in one hand, and how to hold loss or grief in the other hand. Mm-hmm. And every loss has to be grief. So when I say grief, it could be any loss, right? So I think that is part of the complexity of life. Mm-hmm. Whether we're young or old, but for me in my life, I was unaware when I was a young woman, whereas now I'm very much aware that every day is a gift, and that the people who are around me who will be at this wedding, I treasure them all. Mm-hmm. I treasure Greg, I treasure our children, I treasure our friends. It's very tangible. Love is very tangible now. For me, that's different than mm-hmm. it was when I was getting married many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what Greg's love language is?
I do.
All our tools that we speak of?
I do.
Love language.
We have the same love language. We both have quality time. So we get filled up by sitting by the fire and having a conversation, or by taking a drive on his motorcycle, or getting together with friends and having a meal together, whether it's at home or out somewhere. It's all about time spent together. So that it's convenient that we have the same one.
That's really nice.
It makes it maybe a little bit easier.
That is nice. And you'll be spending a lot of quality time together, and maybe some great trips in the not too distant future. Do you see yourselves going back to Germany at some point where some things sparked?
There's a lot of other places that we want to go. We have our bucket list of places to go. But I don't know. We found each other in Oberammergau in 2010. And so they put on this play, the Passion of Christ play, every 10 years. So it is coming up in 2020. People are starting to talk about it. It's starting to be advertised, and we don't have plans to go back to it. But I had no clue what was there. In fact, Greg was saying to me this morning, he's like, you know, there were so many times, every time, in fact, he said, when the payment would come due for that trip, he would almost not pay it. He didn't want to pay it. He didn't mm-hmm. want to go. And because it was a trip he had planned to do with his wife, who was then killed in an automobile accident. So the fact that he was there, the fact that I was there on two different trips on the same day, and literally in a crowd of 5,000 people, that he would walk not 2 feet away from me, right by me, and that I was happening to even looking in that direction. I mean,
it's not a coincidence.
It's not. It was a divine orchestration of our lives. It just couldn't have been anything else than that. So
that feels like a kind of good kind of ending to, is there anything else that you would want us to know about you before we say goodbye to our listening audience?
We accept all good wishes and prayers for love and happiness, and thank you for that, and for the opportunity to share our story. I hope that it brings other people encouragement, hope, and an anticipation that love does await, and that when we are lost in whatever way, that there is a way to come back from that and be resilient, even if you're going through something really hard right now, that God's got a plan for you, and that when you remain open and you stay brave and stay you, that you're going to find your way forward. That's what I would say.
Thank you, Carol. I feel like I can speak for Kelly and myself, as well as both the Holistic Woman community and the Lost and Found community, in wishing you a long and joy-filled marriage. We are excited to see what the next chapters in your life bring, and maybe this is planting a little seed for a future book idea. But thank you for sharing your heart with us.
Thank you so much.
And if this conversation touched you in any way, if you have any comments or questions, as always, we'd love to hear from you. So reach out to us. You can message us underneath the blog often if you're listening to us on Facebook, or another great way is either info@holisticwomanretreats. Go to our website, or go to the Lost and Found website, and you can reach out to Carol personally, and I know that she would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. I would love to.
So until we meet again, bye everyone.